nooks and crannies with these super duper tools, you're not metal on metal. You're metal on goopy stuff that's kind of rubbery. You're not getting at exactly at the back of the dent, is my point. Or generally, you're not. You know, there may be instances where you would, but it's surprising how much goop is back there.
Yeah, so what's his option then, trying to get a dent out? Just trying to take the inside caps off and massage it?
Yeah, that's really the only option. What they do, you know, at the dealers and the factory is they will drill out the panel and replace the panel from the outside with Olympic rivets, which of course we don't recommend because it's Olympic rivets are not structural rivets. And it is a lot of work to take a panel off, but it's certainly a lot of work to take an inside end cap off and a panel off. But at the end of the day, if you're going to do it properly, even if you're buying a new panel, assuming you can find one, you still have to put it back properly. You got to bucket. So you have to take off the inside skin and whatever panel it is you're doing. So you're already 3/4 of the way there, and we've done repairs on end cap panels where people literally send us the panel and we reshape them. So, you know, we can certainly make it an awful lot better, if not 100%, probably 98% or so. And then you save all that money because those panels are $450 plus each panel. So, you know, if they get the panel off and they use the solvents and whatnot to take all the goop and crap off the inside, the amount of labor that we have to put into it is, you know, maybe an hour or so, depending on how bad things are. And we've done some pretty crinkled panels in like an hour or two.
Yeah, but I'm assuming he probably doesn't want to go that far of taking it. I mean, he might. But so if he takes the inside panel off, he can kind of massage that out and see if it gets...
Yeah.
Gets to a point where it's acceptable.
Yeah, that's true. You could take the interior end cap out and just roll the dings while it's still in place. You know, you don't have to like drill the panel off. You could just work it from the inside.
Yeah,
and that may be acceptable to you. What would oftentimes a good idea is actually polish the area on the outside, and then when you're doing the dent removal, you run your hand over it, you look at it with the right light at the right angle, and that can also work really well.
Right. Or call the beauty mark and move on.
Right, you could put like one of those bullet hole stickers on it and call it a day.
Thanks, Ryan. Hope that helps. Good questions there. Let's start off with some of these voicemails. This one is from, Dancing Hanson.
Is it a ditty?
I don't think so. I think it's a question. Let's see if we can get to play here.
Hello, fellas. Dancing Hanson. Coming to you from the back of what Fred Coldwell assures me is a 1953 Airstream 18-footer. We're still trying to determine if that's right or not, but that's what he seems to think it is. So I don't have a 55. I think I have a 53, although I thought whale tails didn't start until 54. So anyhow, coming to you from the back of that, where I have my iPhone plugged into my brand new 12-volt outlets that I installed. I'm going to send you a few pics here and there, and you can see where I put those. I'm also basking in the glow of my warm white LED lights that I got from m4led.com using the VAP5 5% discount.
Cool.
I just ordered 5 of those for the sconces, so those things are amazing. They look great. The light just cast beautifully, and looking at my trimetric meter, they really save a lot of juice.